let me read a lead-in. One of the changes that your report recommends concerning the telephony metadata program is that a private third party or parties hold the metadata instead of the NSA. But we've seen many recent instances where companies like Target and Neiman Marcus have been unable to protect private data. My constituents would be very concerned about privacy issues. So any one of you, but hopefully not all of you, because I want to ask one more question. What was the group's assessment of the privacy risks associated with your recommendation that the metadata be stored in private hands? And did you speak to the telephone companies to explore whether they are willing or able to hold the metadata?
We did speak with the telephone companies about that, and they obviously would rather not hold that data. Our judgment about the government holding the data is that the primary danger of the 215 telephony metadata program is not if it is used only in the way in which its use is authorized, but that it leaves sitting out there a huge amount of information, personal information about Americans that could be abused in awful ways. And the question is how to avoid that potential abuse. And one of the ways we decided it makes sense to avoid that is to take it out of the hands of government. The concern of the Fourth Amendment, the concern of our constitutional history, is that government can do far more harm if it abuses information in its possession than private entities can. And therefore, our judgment was that the government should not have possession of this information, because if it does, there's always the possibility of someone coming along down the road, seeing this as a great opportunity to get political dirt on individuals, on their activities, on their organizations, their associations, and that's a danger that we want to avoid. On the other hand, we do believe that the data is useful, and the idea was to find a way that would enable the government to have access to the data, but minimize the risk that it could be abused in that way. And our judgment was that keeping it in private hands would still pose, as you say, privacy risks, but the privacy risks would be of a very different order, and they would be much less in the sense of the kind of abuse that historically we're most concerned about with the government.